Two, when we die, we just cease to exist. Science looks at the evidence and then draws a conclusion based on that evidence. The conclusion from the science community is not the extinction of life after death, but the complete opposite, an existence of life after death. These studies include people who have left their body while being operated on, seeing their surroundings, seeing some supernatural thing, then came back and shared all these details with others. There have been some cases where people who were born blind saw their body for the very first time and then described in detail what happened in the room after their death. Everything that they described was verified to be true and could not have described it unless they actually saw it. In addition, many spoke of supernatural events such as being drawn to a white light, while others being pulled into a dark crevice stricken with fear. Also, some saw Yeshua, or angels, and others heard a voice behind them instructing them. No reputable study in the last 50 years say that these people are having a hallucination like they said in the 1950s to 70s. Now, what is in dispute from the science community is the interpretation of some of the supernatural events, but what is not in dispute is the fact that they left their bodies. This is what Yeshua said: there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rise from the dead. Luke 16 verses 19 to 31. Now to some of the Christian who didn't believe there is life beyond death, Yeshua says to you, as touching the dead, that they rise, have ye not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living, ye therefore do greatly err.